Where exactly at Los Alamos are the UFO artifacts?
Well, TA-49 is the was the original facility. That was the called the what the Dulce Complex in 1950. I think it was in 1954 they converted an underground nuclear storage facility into what is now become the Dulce Complex.
Right.
And then there's a few other locations, but we don't know a whole lot about them. And one of them is in what's TA, I can't remember that one, was TA-40, but yeah, it was TA-40. TA-40 is now the alternate entryway into TA-49. Because in TA-49, they closed up that entryway back in around 2001 because of all the security leaks.
What was there that you know of?
You mean in TA-49?
Yes.
I have never been in that facility, but Rick has, and I understand.
What does Rick say?
Well, it's pretty huge. And there was they always use front organizations to hide what they're really trying to do in some places, and that's normally designated as a munitions testing area. But then in a certain building you'd walk into and you'd go to a certain elevator, and this elevator was behind a vault door, and they'd have to open the vault door up before you could go in the elevator. And this elevator would be down about five stories or so, and it would open up on the bottom. And he said the underground facility there, which we call the Dulce Complex, was pretty extensive.
And what did he see?
He said he just saw, went into a room and escorted into a room and sat down in the back with a friend, and a lieutenant colonel or a Fulbert colonel, I'm sorry, a Fulbert colonel walked up to him and had him sign a special security clearance for the EB-2 interview.
For the EB-2 interview.
Right, which is in the book.
Extraterrestrial biological entity, right?
Right.
Continue.
As it's described in the book.
Describe it here.
I'm trying to remember all the details of that. 4 foot, was it 4 foot three alien walked in a tight fitting jumpsuit, and there were three civilians there at the front table. I think there was a colonel. I think there was a colonel and two civilians out there sitting right there at the interview table, and he wasn't sure whether this EBE was either talking verbally or telepathically. He couldn't tell where the sound was coming from, but he could hear it, but he couldn't see the mouth of the EBE moving.
Okay. You believe him?
I do, because everything else he's told me, it checks out. Right Pat sure checked out.
Well, when you say Right Pat checked out, what exactly do you mean? Do you mean that the documents that you got this guy's clearance pulled, checked out, or
the documents show you where walls were put up, where stair rails were at, where elevators were at, where tunnel entries were at, where surveillance cameras were at, and then there's nothing there.
I mean, all of this could be true, Robert, but it could be for a national security purpose that either did or didn't have anything to do with ETs or ET artifacts or whatever.
Well, they certainly pulled this guy's clearance for some reason, I guess.
Well, anytime you disclose something that's national security, trust me, your security clearance is going to vaporize.
Well, we must have hit something, but...
I'm sure you did.
It certainly was pretty extensive, and the way this thing was blocked, and these entryways were blocked and concreted up, and walls were put up, and the people there would never know there was anything there. People today there work at Wright-Patt have no idea where any of this stuff would be.
Well, apparently this stuff is no longer there. Are you fairly sure of that, that it's all been cleared out?
You can never be 100% clear certain of anything, but we're pretty certain that the all the hardware and was moved out. There might be some documentation which still is kept at NASIC, which used to be FTD, but we don't know that. We can't prove those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Do you have first-hand knowledge of any of the things that we've talked about so far tonight? Because most of what you've told me has been, you know, so-and-so told me, so-and-so told me.
Yeah, I've seen UFOs a number of times.
Okay. But, I mean, with respect to what you've told us about Dulcie, about Wright Pat, and we sort of briefly touched on Area 51, we'll talk about S4.
Well, but I'm not so much of a person who goes out to, who has seen things. What I do is collect information and put it together. We call it intelligence in the Air Force.
Sure.
And so I take all the source information, plus the things I learn on my own, and put it together, try to check it, which we've done, be able to do with other sources, with other facilities, and with other people, and put it together and put out a report.
And so the conclusions you've come to are that they had these underground facilities that you've documented. You've got the drawings of them at Wright Pat. They had, you believe, artifacts there, possibly bodies there. They were moved, you believe, to Dulcie or Area 51. Is that correct?
That's correct, as far as we know.